You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And dropping around indeed we are. Good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning, Terry, and our fantastic listeners. And we got something for you this morning that Terry loves.
Do tell.
It is the Spider-Man series. Terry is a big fan, apparently.
Well, I had no choice with two sons.
Right, is that where it happened? Fair enough. Spider-Man was created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. Now, Stan Lee also invented X-Men, Thor, the Hulk, and the Fantastic Four, who are comprised of Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Thing, and Human Torch. And we're mentioning characters of my childhood there. Gosh, I remember those comics, and I wish I'd have kept them. They were worth a fortune there. However, I didn't, so we move on. Of course, once you start something like comics, you get animated TV series, you get TV, films, books, everything comes along. And Spider-Man was created in 1962 with the main character, Peter Parker. Played as sort of a struggling, bumbling high school student who was bitten by a radioactive spider and thus became Spider-Man. The first live-action Spider-Man was in 1977 to 79 in a TV series called The Amazing Spider-Man. It went for 52 episodes. And you'd be interested to know, Terry, that the actor who played him was Nicholas Hammond, who made his 1963 film debut in Lord of the Flies. But he was better known as the elder of the two boys in the film Sound of Music.
Oh, really?
Yes, and here's more. There's an Australian connection. He came to Australia in 1986 and married actress Robin Nevin, who's been in a couple of Matrix films, and he now actually writes for Australian TV. So occasionally, I have seen his name in the credits here on occasions in movies.
There you go.
Yes, so there you go. Now, what surprised me was that Spider-Man didn't become a film until 2002, quite a few years later, which is unusual for this type of thing. And it started with Tobey Maguire. He'd been spotted in Cider House Rules, and whoever wanted him sort of grabbed him, and, he became Spider-Man. And he's now 45, which surprises me a little bit, I guess, but not. And he's also a bit of a tournament poker player at the moment. Kirsten Dunst played his heartthrob Mary Jane Watson, and we were introduced to the Green Goblin, played by William Dafoe, who becomes the Green Goblin because some experimental serum went wrong. 2004, we had Spider-Man 2. This time we had Dr. Octopus and more problems as Green Goblin's son, who was a personal friend of Peter Parker in the original, suddenly believes that Spider-Man was at fault for his dad's serum, and of course there's more problems there with the Green Goblin, etc. Naturally, there's Maud, so the appropriately titled Spider-Man 3. I often wonder why they couldn't have done better titles there, but anyway, Spider-Man 3 came along, and this time the Sandman, a shape-shifting monster, and the Green Goblin is now the original son. So I don't know how they worked that one out, and at some stage in there, Spider-Man gets a black costume that gets transferred to a new villain called Venom. We have a bit of a rest for 5 years for Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man film with Andrew Garfield, a guy born in the LA but went to the UK as a three-year-old, and he was an Academy Award nominated type of actor and won Tony Awards, Golden Globe, so quite good. This time the heartthrob was Gwen Stacy, portrayed by Emma Stone, who won the Best Actress Academy Award in 2016, 4 years later for La La Land. This time, the protagonist was Electro, who tries to manipulate electricity. Be very handy these days, Terry, I'd say, if you could do that. 2014, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Andrew Garfield again. Gwen's still around. And, of course, Emma Stone's portraying Gwen Stacy again. 2016, as part of the film Captain America Civil War, Tom Holland, a former dancer and gymnast, becomes the new Spider-Man in the film with Robert Downey Jr. leading the Avengers as Iron Man. 2017, Spider-Man Homecoming, Tom Holland again with Robert Downey Jr. again. Then we follow in 2018 and 19 with a couple of more Avengers films where Spider-Man is featured, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers The End Game, and this time we meet Doctor Strange, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and some standard called Thanos, and great actor Benedict Cumberbatch plays Doctor Strange in this particular series. 2019, Spider-Man Far From Home. Tom Holland again this time, with Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, a friend, and Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, also a friend, as they fight the Elementals. Had enough of this so far, Terry? There's so many of those. 2021, Spider-Man, No Way Home. Now, this hasn't been released yet. It will be released later on this year, so here's another one for you to watch, Terry, with your children. So that'll make 10 movies that Spider-Man has been involved in. How many of those have you seen, Terry?
Well, I'll tell you, to tell you the truth, I'm a fan of Spider-Man, which doesn't mean I'm necessarily a fan of all of the movies. Yeah. I really got into the first lot with Tobey Maguire. He's Peter Parker to me. And honestly, yeah, after that, I lost interest in the movies. But I just love the character. I love how he's always, I can't say that on radio, another way of putting it, having a laugh at himself.
Yeah, true enough. I mean, full agreement with you, I really liked in the first three.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any others because of the big gap, and of course, you know, life moves on.
But there was another very big one in the last few years, which was an animated movie,
which apparently
broke ground, no, quite recent. Like a year.
Oh, even more recent.
Yeah, probably about 2 or 3 years ago, which apparently broke ground in terms of the animation. But I couldn't get into that one either.
Yes.
But I do love the character. I do love the books and the comics. And Stan Lee, who only died a couple of years ago,
yes,
was a cameo in all of those movies as well.
Yes, he did slip himself in a little bit like Alfred Hitchcock, wasn't
he? That's right.
A little spot for himself in there.
That's right.
Well, you won't be interested in the 2022 film coming up then called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
No, I don't. I think I'm getting too old now for Marvel films, but I'm sure my sons will enjoy them.
Oh, no doubt at all. Anyway, Spider-Man gets arrested in 2022. He must be tired now. Harry, that'll be enough of Spider-Man. It's an interesting little bit of history there, especially that Nicholas Hammond connection was good.
Yes, here you go.
We'll leave you and come back on Wednesday, and I've got a trio to play for you, which I happen to know is one of your favourite trios as well. But we'll keep it a secret until Wednesday, eh?
Looking forward to that. And as I said, I've found this Michael Bublé version of the Spider-Man theme. I'm not sure what it's like, but let's give it a burl now.
I had no idea, so it'll be fantastic.
Thanks, Roman.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.